Welcome back to Not My Bag.
Merry Christmas,
Joe.
And I'm George. And today we've got a family Christmas special.
Woo! Christmas special.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you
Joe.
We were told no sir.
I'm sorry.
I just want to firstly start off with why I have a black Christmas jumper and all of you have red and lovely Christmas.
Because you're the black sheep.
Well, what does that mean?
Does that mean
but
that
humbug?
That means you're the black sheep of the family, which means you're the one that no one really likes or gets on with.
Oh, no, rubbish. I wouldn't say that at all.
Who bought you top?
Joe.
Thanks, naturally, Joe. Being the Kris Jenner that holds the glue that binds his family together.
Wouldn't go that far.
I would.
Okay.
As I bought everyone Christmas jumpers aside, Mum.
My own.
Let's go through and rate. Maybe in the comments, you guys can rate who's got the best Christmas jumper. We'll start with Dad.
I'm the gift and you can breathe out now.
But you can't read it when he breathes out.
I know.
This is actually quite nice.
I'm
the git.
That was meant for me, but it was too tight, so I gave it
to
Dad.
That's quite a nice one, to be fair. I'll give that an 8 out of 10.
Yeah?
It's lovely.
I'd say 9 out of 10.
Are you going to wear these on Christmas Day?
Nah.
Yeah?
No.
Why not?
Okay, because mine. No. I don't want a black.
Right, over to George.
Mine's... What does mine say?
Yours says, my missus made me wear it because he's got a girlfriend.
But you
didn't know he's got a girlfriend.
But you bought it for me.
Yes, sir, it was.
So are you my missus?
That's the joke.
Okay.
I'd give it a...
I'd give it a 4.
Do you not like the colour? Is it the colour?
The colour really isn't... What?
4.
Oh. Tell us, spoken.
Christmas, is it?
No. I didn't buy
3.
It.
Black. 2.
Okay, over to Lisa.
What's wrong with mine?
It says Elf Squad.
Why have you rolled it up like
because
that?
Because I'm quite hot at the
George,
moment.
She's menopausal. She's menopausal.
And I'm the only one who's actually made the effort with the earrings. I bought the tinsel.
Given the earrings, tinsel and jumper and the colour scheme, I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10.
Oh. No.
Okay. I did have another jumper on, but I just felt so uncomfortable in
it. Some days you just don't feel...
Comfortable.
Okay.
And I didn't feel comfortable.
Sorry, David Attenborough.
Some days.
What's your one
Mine
say?
Mine says, I have... What?
In different area codes, I got...
Ho, ho, ho.
In different area codes, I got ho, ho, ho.
Hoes.
So why did you sit there and go, I have...
I don't get that.
Actually
you
know what it says, isn't it?
In different area codes, I've got
this
ho,
This was
ho,
meant
ho.
For Dad, so...
I don't get it.
In different area codes,
what's an area
I have
code?
Ho, ho, ho's, like different postcodes.
Right.
For example, like you've got a ho in Nottingham, you've got a ho in Birmingham.
Do you?
Ho. Ho, ho.
Is everyone feeling festive this year?
No.
Oh, but why don't we swap jumpers then?
No, I've just been too busy to even think about it. I want to know what you boys want for Christmas, actually.
Oh, not having this conversation again.
Do you know what?
Socks and pants.
Do you know what I'd like, Mum? I'd like your time.
Oh, bloody hell, Nora. Are you having a laugh?
I want quality time.
I have never in my life spent more time with anybody than I do with you.
Yeah, you're like conjoined at the hip.
Well, I don't get any choice. If I say no, he won't talk to me.
That's such a... That is beyond a lie.
Throws his toys out of the pram, won't talk to me.
You do run upstairs.
Yeah.
And go, I'm going home then.
I'll second that.
Oh, right, and I've got a bone to pick with you. Bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Your bedroom looks like a bomb has gone off in it. I've had enough.
It's Santa's workshop.
Very Christmassy.
I've had enough. You can't keep leaving your bedroom
Santa's
like
workshop.
That.
It's, very
it's Santa's workshop. The elves are at play.
They're not. It's just all your shit all over the floor.
Oh my God. The reindeer's here. That was the dog, by the way.
Okay, well, what do I want for Christmas? Your love, support, guidance.
You get all that anyway, whether you like it or not.
What? Can't we all dye our hair red for Christmas?
No.
Red,
can't we
red,
all dye
red, red,
are you
red,
having
red.
A laugh?
Dad can be reindeer's nose if we dye it red.
That's not funny. That is not funny.
That's fucking hilarious. What, just a giant red dot?
Look, come on, we need to be... I'm being serious now.
I'll have the new iPhone 15. You're asking me what I want.
I would love one of those big boxes of Jaffa cakes that are like this long.
Yeah.
But what else?
I'll also have a Cartier watch.
You got enough money to buy that. I haven't.
Just have the Jaffa cakes instead.
Okay, I'll have a box of Jaffa cakes.
What would you like?
What would you like? Me, Julie.
I'd like a holiday.
Oh.
Okay, well, I can't do that for you. What? Anything else?
I can't.
Actually, you are getting a holiday from us. Because we're going away for New Year's and me and George are taking you away.
Yeah. Little staycation.
You don't mind.
No. You pay for it.
Hands on lips.
I'll send you how much it's going to cost and you pay for it.
Hands on lips. Mum, what do you want to say?
Go on.
I, apart from your beautiful girlfriend, will be the only two females in a house full of men.
So what's wrong with that?
All it'll be for me...
Right, if she moans...
All it'll be for me is cleaning the toilets with a bleach.
It's a staycation. You don't need to clean the toilet.
I'm sorry. If you use the toilet, you put
bleach
in.
We've got only one. If you want to go Mrs. Hinch on this shit, by all means, but we're trying to give you a break.
We've got all suites. What I want is there's going to be probably one sink in the kitchen. You use plates or whatever, you wash them up. Oh, says you.
He's been locked in. And I cleaned all my stuff. You weren't in there.
You leave your cereal bowl in the sink every day.
You're acting like you were the cleaner. You weren't in there.
You don't clean up after yourself.
We just want to give you a break. Okay,
I've lived on my own for 2 weeks with 10 other people.
Joe, the house is in the middle of nowhere. Unless we're going to take food and we're all going to...
We are taking food.
Well, let me tell you what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to give you Xanax in your drink and then you're going to have the best 2 days of your life. That's what we're going to do.
See,
look, it's his birthday. You don't hear him moaning.
Yeah, Dad, what would you like to do?
You don't hear him moaning.
When?
Are you excited? New Year's for your birthday. Are you excited? What do you want to do for that?
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna peak too early like mum.
Yeah.
Drinking champagne.
That is the worst.
Yeah, but not
thing
9 o'clock in the morning.
She will.
Look at her face. Look.
Bit of back fizz, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, drinking champagne is better than drinking wine and spirits.
Joe, you were with me. You were with me at Epsom Races.
She was a lot better at Epsom Races.
Yeah, I was.
I'm so sorry to
mum,
the poor listeners.
I'm trying to defend you. What I'm saying is that mum was a lot better on champagne because I feel like rosé makes you a bit tired and grouchy, whereas champagne with a bubble
and it's very possibly takes a while for me to drink a little glass of champagne because it's very fizzy.
Because she inward burps because she can't burp. Oh, tell everyone at home why you can't burp.
I can't. I just can't do it. It just won't come
tell
out.
Tell everyone why you can't. I can't.
No, I just can't. Just can't do it.
I know.
But the only thing is, bit alarming really, when I put on the oven, on my story about the Laurent Perrier Rosé, Kane piped up and went, it's my favourite. So I thought, right, well, you can get a case and I'll get a case.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I'm not sharing my Laurent Perrier Rosé with no one.
Laurent Perrier Rosé.
Do you know what, guys, I also want to do with mum on New Year's, because this place we're staying at has a hot tub and she hates hot tubs.
No,
so I want to get her so drunk that she gets in the hot tub.
No, you won't get
fully
me there.
Fully
No, they're full of germs. Nope. I've seen the programmes about it. I used to dip you in the little spa when we used to go to that hotel because you wanted to go in.
How can you say that's full of germs and you share bath water with Dad?
No, he shares mine.
You guys.
And I'm the cleanest person in the world.
I'm made to share it.
No, you're not. You're just tight as arseholes. You could run a fresh bath. But you don't want it because you're too fucking tight.
All the neighbours get in it and then I get in last.
Do you remember that when you was kids and then you used to get in?
What? Our neighbours used to get in. What?
No, he's joking.
Oh,
that was joking.
He just went, the neighbours get in. You went, do you remember that as kids?
Well, there's one neighbour I would not want in my bath.
And we'll cut
moving
it.
On. Moving on.
So I just want to touch on what we're actually doing on Christmas Day.
I'm going to the cemetery. And then I'm coming back. It's what you do.
What we did on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to the cemetery.
Santa's
dead, kids.
No, it's not. No, shut up. I'm going to pay my respects. Then I'm coming home. Everything will be done. Dad will have prepared everything.
9 a.m. cemetery. 10 a.m. Ouija board. 11 a.m. seance. Then I will embalm the turkey.
No, by the time I get back from the cemetery,
we get it. You're going to the cemetery.
Dad will have unpacked all the packaging off the microwave stuff from Marks and Spencer.
You're not going to say that you will be so hungover. What are you going to do?
No. I'm not doing. You boys got me very drunk last year.
Right. We're clearing this up.
Right,
I'm clearing this up.
I'm not doing it again.
Guys, normally we do segment on this pod called Cancelled Courtroom where we kind of have it out about who's going to get cancelled, but I feel like this is actually good because we're going to figure that out right now.
Right.
Let's start with I'll be the jury. George, what's your side of this?
We went to the pub last... So we went for a meal, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I swear we did last...
No, we didn't go for a meal. No, that she wouldn't let me eat the party food.
Right, okay, right.
That's when she got to the drunk.
So we went to the pub. Obviously, we said, Mum, we'll treat you. We'll buy your drink.
Yeah.
She decided to get really drunk. Which is
no,
fine.
No, you met friends down there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and yeah. You
I haven't eaten.
Order, order. Yeah, yeah, order. Right, let me speak. You'll get your chance to
she
speak.
She said I'll have a Pinot, yeah.
Yeah, so she started drinking. We said, do you know what, Mum? We'll leave.
We were tired, weren't we?
We were like, we'll make the party food for you. There was some party food that we could eat the night before. So we did. We got home. We cooked it all. You were so drunk.
And you came through
you
the door.
Hungry.
You came through the door. We're the best of friends.
I've got a video of me singing to Tina.
I have a video of you. You propped up your phone and you recorded singing for a good 10 minutes.
And I weren't even recording
it. She weren't even recording it. And then she's like, God, how can I go Facebook Live? I was like, don't you dare.
But I think
you were
cancelled last Christmas Eve. I'm sorry to say.
Well, that's your fault because Dad went, we are not opening that party food. That's for Boxing Day.
We did. We opened some of it and then you didn't want to eat it because you were too pissed. You were going, what's
this? No, you ordered them silly mac and cheese things. See? Those cock, whatever they was, the lobster things.
Can I just say, guys, that I went to M&S.
Cock the Jack, whatever they're called.
Order! I went to M&S and I thought, like, it'd be really nice to buy everyone some party food for Christmas Eve to have a really nice day. And she comes up, me sound like I've been abused by my mum. But she comes up and she's like, I'm not eating that fucking mac and cheese.
No, I just don't.
Tell what, have a shot. Have you, I'm going on Facebook Live. It was just, it was hard.
Yeah, but you know what? We said to you, you order. Remember if we all chipped in.
Like, order!
We all chipped in. You order the stuff that you want, but you only cook the stuff that you ordered and I didn't like anything.
I'm sorry that we came home and tried to feed our mum who was intoxicated.
Yeah.
No, I went upstairs afterwards and shut the door and she tried to come in. I shut it, so she thought I was wrapping up presents, but I weren't. I just didn't want her in the room.
It's my life right now.
Oh God.
So that's cancelled courtroom.
So anyway, this year we're going out for lunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to eat first.
I think we, no, I'm
and being, then pub.
No, I'm being serious. We should go to the pub for one or two. It's Christmas.
Okay, we will, but we're going to eat first.
Yes, yeah, fine.
Okay, fine. Right, and then, I'm not going out and
we've got Christmas dinner. We'll watch some films and shit. Boxing Day, what are we doing? Chilling.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Last year we played beer pong on Christmas Day. I'd like to do that again.
I'd like to do that. We done that with vodka, didn't we? That
was No, I don't like beer
pong. Oh, did we know it?
No,
I didn't play that game.
Karaoke, we still got the karaoke machine?
It's still in the same box in the same place we left it for Christmas.
Exactly.
Down the sofa.
What's everyone's favourite Christmas film? I'd like to know.
Elf.
I know what hers is going to be.
No, Elf. What do you think mine is?
Jack Frost.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
No, my favourite Christmas film is with Albert Finney and he's Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge in it's the 1970 version.
It makes her cry at the end.
No, at the end when he goes, Merry Christmas!
Christmas should
Merry
be
Christmas.
Happy. All you do is seem to think of the sad stuff. Do you know what happened on Christmas Day?
I am Christmas morning. I go and dig up my dead relatives from the graveyard.
Do you know what happened Christmas as well, which we never forget every year? George Michael died.
Oh my God.
Guys.
Christmas will never
be the same. I think we need 10 seconds of silence. Can't be bothered to a minute with her.
Of course she's drinking wine during the silence. George. Right.
I will be playing George
Michael.
That was 4 seconds.
Put some respect on our George's name. What was that?
Sorry, that was my phone.
Put some respect on our George's name.
Yeah, so Christmas in our household would never be the same because Mum will have a couple of glasses of wine, stick on some George Michael tunes, start crying.
No, I won't.
Go down the cemetery. It's all very
I must say, I was the one that broke the news to Mum.
No, you weren't.
You weren't. Dad came in and I thought it was a joke.
I was. No. I thought I texted her.
No, you had texted her.
That's the worst mistake I ever made. So she's gone to sleep.
Right.
Sorry, I need this story in full.
Right. Shall I tell it, right?
I just gone to bed.
Get Dad to tell it. So, Dad, tell the story.
Come and tell
No, because Dad, you came to me, didn't you?
And I said, right. I don't know what to do.
So I was on my phone. Dad was in his room. Mum just gone to bed. It was night of Christmas. Obviously, you weren't there.
It's about 10:15, I think.
What did you do?
It was about 11 o'clock.
I didn't know whether to go and...
Dad ran into me.
I was standing there thinking, what do I do? So I went to George. I said, look, George Michael's done. What do? Do I wake her up now? She's going to go into one.
Yeah, or leave it.
We had the same scenario when Princess Diana died. He did the same thing. You woke me up.
We're not talking about every dead person today.
I said,
only the people I love.
I'm pretty sure I said to you, I'd go to bed, but I think you went on. She might like kick off that you didn't tell
and
her.
And I just whispered and I went,
no, I remember him waking me up.
George Michael. And that was the end.
That joke. She was
never again.
I stood outside.
Wasn't she outside in a dressing gown and a bag on the back
set? I think I smoked 10 fags consecutively. And then I literally was up all night. I just was sobbing all night.
She was sobbing down the side of the house by the back door, leant up against her dressing gown. I was just handing her cigarettes one after the other.
She was lighting for me.
Can I be really?
Yeah, he was.
Can I be really honest? If Beyonce passed, I would be the same. I'd be distraught.
It's Christmas Day. The one day of the year that is his day.
And do you know what?
Yeah, last Christmas.
His sister died on Christmas Day as well, a couple of years back. That's mad, isn't it? That is mad.
Yeah, it's not great. Let's talk about death anyway.
So let's talk about childhood Christmas memories. And I think mum and dad are probably the best to talk about these because we were children.
Must have some funny stories.
When we had to wait up really late because they wouldn't go to sleep.
Father Christmas comes, Terry. So it wasn't us, was it?
No. But then we still had to wait for them to go to sleep.
Well, no, we had to make sure that Father Christmas had come.
Yeah, but we still had to wait for them to go asleep.
Don't stop up.
Yeah, you were a fucking nightmare, Joe. You used to go, Mam! Mam! And I'd be like, go, George, go to sleep. Stockings are there.
You remember when you bought me, like, you know, Mum used to do, I love, Mum did this, the stockings, and then you'd put like loads of like fun bits, you know, or it was giving, you know, in TK Maxx when you get to the end of the tills and you're like, what's here that's from Japan in like 1997?
No, you always had a tangerine or an orange and a nut.
But you it's used tradition. To put in those funky bands that year, do you remember, and stuff like that?
You know what it is, I was desperate to fill up the stockings.
To be fair,
CDs that never fitted
stockings,
in.
Stockings, I remember like some stockings one year would be like aftershave, really good, and then I'm not going to lie, it started going a bit downhill. It just
because
ended
as
up,
you
ended
get older, you're
like,
so hard to buy for.
Do you know what a recession is?
Yeah, fucking hell.
No, I don't know what that is, but I'm just saying.
No, I think wine shot through the roof that year. So the presents come down.
But, oh, talk about you, Mr. I give out the best presents. Yeah, shut your mouth right now.
But I remember you used to do, for me personally, you used to get me a Cheryl Cole calendar every year.
Mm-hmm.
What a form of calendar. I think one year I got Mariah Carey CD. I got Girls Aloud tour DVD.
Do you know what I used to love that you used to get me? Like Playmobil sets.
Mm. Oh,
do you remember that?
Like, we used to have to go
they got me some sick Playmobil
them.
Sets.
We'll play your cards right for this year.
Lego.
I used to love Lego.
Do you remember, right? So one year, I remember you bought me a Lego car and it was like a Mustang. It was really cool. It took me like all day to build. Literally, the day after Christmas, I couldn't find it. I'm pretty sure Mum, with all the wrapping, had gone like that and just thrown it away.
Oh, no, I've got one to beat that. I went out with Nan one year to get Mum Christmas presents. And I think it was either when Roman was alive, Roman was our first dog, he was a boxer, or near the time. And Nan, we bought a little statue of a boxer dog. And I was like really happy and I thought it would make Mum really emotional. Gave it to Mum, put it up one day. She's hoovering, knocks it off, back leg snap off.
Well, I can beat that. She bought me a portrait of our dog.
No, I was pregnant with Joe and I took Ruby round to the photographers. Do you know how hard that was being there?
Order! She gave me this photo and I went, who's that? I didn't even know whose dog it was. It was so rubbish.
No, do you know what it, like do you know what it is? He was so desperate for a dog. And when we got Ruby, I was pregnant with you.
Portrait.
Took the dog round to photographers in Epping, got the picture taken, and then it was so hard. I was so big with you. Got the picture and he opened up, he went... Whose dog is that? I was crushed.
Didn't look like a dog.
And I'd saved up all my money because obviously we were just got married. We didn't have a lot of money. Saved up and saved up. It was about 130 quid and that's a long time ago.
She saved it.
It's like a grand now.
I know. And she wouldn't even sit still, the little cow.
But
who's that, the woman who painted?
But yeah, I just can't believe you broke that boxer dog, to be honest with you.
Do you remember that Christmas morning that we went out when the boys were little?
Fuck.
I don't
give a fuck.
Right, when we went to, what's that place that's now Flats in Epping, and we had a power cut in the morning. We're trying to
Wacky
ready.
Warehouse?
Yeah, that's it. We went there for Christmas Day.
Yeah, we went to Wacky Warehouse on Christmas Day.
No, the restaurant, you div.
New Orleans?
No, that was up the road. No,
I used to love that restaurant in Epping. God, if anyone lives in Epping and remembers that restaurant on the roundabout.
Oh, no, that's now City Limits.
Yeah, but what was it called before? New Orleans or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
they refused me entry in there because I'd ripped jeans on.
I'm sure it wasn't that.
Wasn't it, Terry?
Yeah. How much had you drunk?
No, because I didn't drink then.
They weren't ripped when she left the house.
Can I just say something? Before I met your father, I didn't drink.
You have said that before, but I just find it hard to believe. We sat there the other day and
Terry,
worked
I didn't,
out.
Did I?
Right,
you
so
did.
How, we sat there the other day, me and Dad, and worked out how much money Mum spends a year on
I
alcohol.
I don't give a fuck.
She spends $4,000 or $5,000 a year on alcohol.
I don't care. I'm not going on holiday.
For 10 years, that's £50,000.
If she wants...
I'm not going on holiday.
Okay, how much do you spend on taking your girlfriend out?
Can I just say, does anything...
Or flights to random locations.
Does
business class flights for six-hour trips. How much do you spend?
What, Mum?
Does your washing not get done? No. When you're home, you not get fed.
I'm never home.
The way you give this woman the runaround, I'm not shocked that she's on the harder
order
stuff.
Order!
Yeah.
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 Sit there.
Pipe down.
With your fanny rash on your lips.
And that's just so fucking rude. That's really rude,
yeah, but
isn't
no,
it?
But you should turn and just go to everyone. You're there now.
Yo.
That shut him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next question. Christmas has gone wrong.
Oh.
We've had
done
a few.
Him already.
No, we haven't.
No,
well,
I mean,
that's what we were talking about.
You, when you was going to cook in Epping and you got drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning, went to pull out the turkey and you dropped it on the floor and you go, oh,
you
getting all
the
like that. And then you had blood, you drank, we were drinking Bloody Marys. And then yeah. We had dinner at 2 o'clock and
Isn't
at 3
that
o'clock.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Vodka and tomato juice.
And then by the time we got to 3 o'clock, we'd had dinner. We had a really early dinner because you kids were little. You'd been up since 5 o'clock. And I walked into 10 to 3, it was, into the lounge and you were like this.
I love how she knows the time.
What, and I missed the Queen's speech?
So do you know what I did? I did this morning on Christmas Day. I was so bored.
Wait, is this the first Christmas without the Queen's speech?
Last year was.
The King did it.
Oh, King, sausage fingers.
King's speech.
Oh, I love Prince Charles.
Did it hit the same? Is it the same?
No, not really.
What do they say every year?
This year, and she does a little speech about...
Well, she doesn't.
You should do one this year. Lisa's Queen's speech. On Christmas Day?
I'll do one.
Bottle of Bailey's Deep, you'd be great.
Oh, guess what? It's a tenner in Tesco's. Almost bought a bottle, so I thought, no. Because then I'll just be so fat by Christmas,
right.
I won't
do
be able to fit in nothing.
Do you know why Mum puts on weight after having Bailey's, though? Because she doesn't have a shot of it on ice. She will have a whole pint.
Mum has pints of Bailey's.
I'm talking like a Guinness.
I'll fill up a glass like
no,
that.
No, you won't.
You're a woman after my own heart. When you were drinking pints.
It. She'll have a Guinness-sized pint of Bailey's.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to drink it like that.
You're not meant
We've
to.
Told you, love
it
for you.
Says on the bottle the legal amount that you should be consuming of
it.
It's
lovely though, isn't it?
Yeah, but not like the pint.
They've got a low fat one this year. And
I've
got
tried it.
Dairy free? No.
I've tried it. It's just
ain't
not
the same.
The same.
Ain't the same.
I'm sorry, it's like drinking non-alcoholic wine. Why bother? Just don't do it.
Dad, have you ever ruined Christmas before? So I had that. Or has Mum ever.
Fall asleep?
Dad, has Mum ever ruined Christmas?
No.
You did when you done the chewing gum.
I didn't
chicken.
Ruin it. I don't.
Chewing gum chicken.
And the black peas.
You did.
That's when we first got married.
You burnt peas.
Burnt peas.
And Roy come round and I was so engrossed in just chatting. All of a sudden he went, that's burning.
You didn't really know your cooking timings then, did you?
I don't know how to cook a whole turkey. I don't eat it, so.
I've seen a lot of TikToks that I can send to you. Thanksgiving ones. Where they like.
Because you boys wouldn't eat that the next day unless I put it in a curry.
But that. A curry?
A curry?
Curry the next day.
Mum, you know what my stomach's like. I couldn't bear it.
Nah, that's why it's a waste. We buy a big crown and usually there's some left over and we never end up eating it anyway. So this, I cannot stand waste.
Okay, well, what is meant to be on a Christmas dinner and what's not meant to be on a Christmas dinner?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Yorkshire's.
And Yorkshire's people don't want on there, but I think it needs to be.
No, Yorkshire's, you're not supposed to have Yorkshire on a Christmas dinner.
Don't you put Swede on it?
Swede and carrot mash, honey roasted parsnips, honey roasted carrots, Brussels sprouts and bacon.
Oh,
red cabbage.
Red cabbage.
I don't feel like a lot of people know about Brussels and bacon, but
Dad does a lovely Brussels and bacon.
It's the goated thing to have.
Brussels and bacon.
I'm gonna hit you with a couple here that I think should be on a Christmas dinner this year that you might disagree with.
It's gonna be outrageous.
Right, so cauliflower cheese, yeah?
No.
With like collie and broccoli cheese,
thing
yeah?
Thing is though, that slides into everything else.
I know, but it's
gorgeous. That's like a
Okay,
that's
hear me out.
No.
I'm diverging here.
Rogue.
Macaroni cheese or mash as well as an option for potatoes.
A lot of people do put a little dot
mash is good.
No, I tell you what, mustard mash is nice as a side.
Yes, whole grain mustard mash.
Mustard mash is nice if you don't want to have loads of roast potatoes.
Sounds fucking
awesome. Also, what else?
It's because you've got seeds.
You've got to have a nice thick gravy.
Can you have... So if we have turkey, can we have a side of pork crackling? Or does that?
Yeah, you can have...
Oh, yeah.
I could do a pork this year if you want to.
Pork belly.
Oh,
no, that's not. You're not having like.
Can't we have a three bird roast and have
we had one,
gammon, turkey,
we had that,
and pork?
A three bird roast is horrible.
People put them in one, didn't they?
Take that in
I'm saying
places.
Just cook them all
three
separately.
Bird roast, Mum. I don't. You know, I'm never having a three
mum,
bird roast in my
I
life.
I feel like Mum at Christmas cooking the Christmas dinner gives Bryn in the most recent Gavin and Stacey Christmas special.
It is
where like.
And what should happen on the fishing trip?
Do you know what? Do you know what we'll I will say, know. Though? It would be really nice this Christmas
no,
day.
No, I know what you're going to say. If we give you help.
No, if you maybe could lay the table.
We
or
do. Mum, if we try and
oh
give...
my God. You joking.
There's
you both
so
do nothing.
Many years where I've decorated the table and I don't even get thank you.
If we...
I think the year I decorate the table, you beefed our nan, so...
If you... Oh, you say this now, but we will. I will come in on Christmas Day and be like, "Do you need help with anything?" And you'll tell me to f off and all this.
No, I won't tell you to f off.
To 2 though.
Yeah.
And however, it's a thought that counts.
Have we decided on the dessert?
What time are we having dinner,
by the way?
Well, Dad and I are going to Mark's. He's on Monday.
Okay.
So we could be
something chocolatey. I don't like Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So
I love a chocolate yule log. Love a chocolate yule log. That's just sponge and chocolate, for God's sake!
That is just sponge!
Order!
What else do you want? All the I think... At my bra. What else do you
Waitrose
want?
Waitrose and M&S do the best Christmas food, hands down.
Yeah, no, Marks and Spencer's.
Why can't we have some M&S profiteroles?
No, I love Marks and Spencer's. No, yeah, everyone out there, we love you.
Day. Are you insane?
We had profiteroles last year.
We must have a cheese course.
No.
We'll have that after.
Yes, the cheese course at the end. With espresso martinis. Oh!
Oh, and a nice pulp.
They're actually selling them in bottles in Marx's.
Well, let's go.
Right, I need to know what time we're having Christmas dinner.
Why?
3 o'clock.
Is that a bit late?
No, we always have
3 o'clock too late.
No,
it's dark.
Two.
She can't eat after six.
Two. Right, we'll have. we'll have Christmas dinner at 2.
It'd be like,
5 to 6.
What's them little things that got the water on them when they got out? What's that film we watched the other day, Lise?
What? Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Oh.
That's what
she's
like. That's what mum's like. Mum can't eat after 6 p.m. If not, she turns into an ogre.
Well, no, that's because I'm on a progesterone only pill, you person.
What were you about to say?
Dickhead.
Oh. So we'll have Christmas dinner at 2, and then what are we drinking throughout the day, and when are we drinking?
So we start in the morning with a bit of Bucks Fizz Prosecco vibe.
That's grim.
Or, all right, vodka.
Yeah, AU vodka. Grace has got some. Give us it.
So we start in the morning on something lighter.
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Champagne.
In the
afternoon. I'm going to have some water down the cemetery.
Some holy water from the church.
Some holy water.
You're going to need it.
You know what? I actually might go to midnight mass.
All right, tada.
You can't. You don't stay up after 8 p.m.
Yeah, what if they give you something? Well, you go, I can't eat after 6.
Can't have the bread.
Don't they give you bread and wine?
Can't have it.
Oh, you drink wine after 6?
She'll have wine. She'll just go keep it.
So I'm thinking, and then in the afternoon, we kind of like have a nap and stuff. And in the evening.
No, we don't. We didn't do that last year. We didn't have a fucking nap. We watched a film. And then got in our Christmas PJs and played some games.
Well, this year.
Why are you having a nap? What, on that bed? Sorry. Joe's got a child's bed at home.
Let's talk about your bed.
What's wrong with my bed?
Yeah, that you sold
him. Let's talk about your bed.
Yeah, the one that you sold me.
You bolted him with.
Yeah, basically.
Why don't we Boxing Day?
Take me to small claims court then.
No, go to the sales and get you both new beds.
No, because I'm... No. No.
Why not?
On Boxing Day, Mum.
What for? Is that my Christmas
You're
present?
Going to be hanging out of your
what?
Arse.
I'm going to surprise you two this year.
No.
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 No. Because no. Last time you did that, it was the Lynx Africa set in depression. I can't bear it.
No. I mean, I'm going to surprise
That's
you in the
hilarious.
Fact that, you know, I may not get drunk.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Next joke.
Okay, yeah.
Terry, you can't start drinking before 10 o'clock.
He can.
You can.
He's his 60th.
No.
He's his 60th this year.
I'm that person at the airport when everyone starts drinking. No, who does that?
Me.
You do.
Mum. No, you fucking liar.
You
when have I ever drunk at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Guys.
You were going around the caravan. Right?
I need to tell you something about Mum. Every Sunday as a child growing up, Mum, on a Sunday night, Mum and Dad used to hit a bottle of wine and they used to make these like crazy schemes, right? So we've had like, so for example, so this is the
no,
chat.
No, no.
Every Monday morning right in the kitchen, it would be, come in the kitchen. I've just had an email. Apparently we need to put a deposit down for a caravan. Next weekend, apparently today, I'm meant to be going some English bulldog viewing for these puppies. I don't know what to do. Every fucking Sunday.
But that,
every
do
Sunday.
You know what, I'll tell you what, we now booked some holidays on Sunday.
I know,
Sunday.
I know.
We've done some great holidays.
It was absolutely mental. Like, she'd sit there and we wouldn't even tell her to stop. She'd have a laptop out, iPad, phone, inquiring on dogs and caravans.
Tell, she's replied. Do you want a caravan with a balcony? Or do you want a plot next to the same Monday morning. I don't know what to do.
She had no
the
memory
best
of it.
With the dogs, right there. She'd go, we got a dog. What are we going to do with a dog?
No, the best one.
We put a deposit down on a litter.
The best one was when we lived in Epping and we walked past Latham's and we'd both of us, next thing we'd put in £1,000 order for some furniture. And then on the Monday I'd be going, I don't remember fucking ordering that.
No, no, the best one was when he wanted a Tracy Island.
Oh no!
Oh, Thunderbirds!
Thunderbirds, and everyone was bidding.
On eBay.
And she went, oh, it only goes up in dribs and drabs. I went, put 300 quid on then and knock everyone out.
And we did.
She put 300 quid on, they went, you've bought it. We had to send an email.
I said, my son's done it. I said, my son hijacked the computer, so they actually said we didn't have to buy it.
I know.
Because that was years ago when Joe was only little.
I swear you've done stuff like that. Oh my God, you have in Cornwall. Right, so they come out of this pub and all of a sudden, mum will be on this website called Aspects, just looking at properties of how much they could rent them a year, how much it would like cost to buy them.
Oh yeah, she's ready to put down deposit and remortgage the house after two bottles of wine.
Yeah. No, then you have to go around and find them, don't you?
Do you know what it is? I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. I've never actually done something and just gone for it. And
you
I think there is going to be a day where I'm just going to do it.
I know, but that normally is when there's a couple of sips involved and you're like...
Because that's when I get the courage.
I know, Dutch courage, isn't it?
I need therapy to help me not have the drink so
right,
I can.
Right, bringing it down again. Agreed. And you know what? That's my Christmas present to you. Thanks. Therapy.
Thank you.
Joe, what do you think the most random gift is you've ever received on Christmas?
Random gift?
Oh, come on.
Probably a positive chlamydia test.
Your nan bought you both a Harrods bear. Yeah, I did hear that. But you get him sent all the time, so...
I'm in a committed relationship now.
That is so rude.
I see the little envelope. I know what it is. I'm not stupid.
That was... I'm safe. I'm settled. So I'm safe.
Okay.
Okay. Well, are these your pals from the up this year?
What is my most random Christmas gift I've ever received?
I think it was funny when your nan bought you Harrods bears and you were about 15 and...
No, I love nan to bits, but when she bought me that animatronic dog at 15, I actually wanted to jump in front of a train.
Well, she bought dad a parrot for his 30th, do you remember?
What have you guys got me before? That's really random. Sure. To be fair, you got me like... do you remember that... They got me a dressing gown and it was, you know, them things on Buzz Lightyear that go
hello.
I love that dressing gown.
That was your 17th birthday.
Oh my god.
Lewis Hamilton driving suit.
I love that. Can we talk about something for a second? Do you remember he was obsessed with Pluto?
Oh, he still
and he had his slippers and his doll and his hat and everything.
I'm waiting for it. That was last Christmas.
Oh, do you remember that when he was running through Disney and Joe couldn't get his words out and he went to say Pluto?
Yeah, he went to Blue Fo,
and it was something else. You went Blue Fo, and we... Oh, that was
what,
fun.
There was one time where we were going for a family walk through our... Like, basically, where we live at home is all these fields and it's... And there was a baby deer, like, running across the field and I was just like... You know when you get really excited and you can't get your words out? I do it all the time. And I was like, oh my God, it's a gazelle! Mum collapsed.
What is a gazelle?
It's on our African plains. And I was like, it's a gazelle.
And I went, oh my God, let's see when it's a gazelle. I went, what?
It was a baby deer. It was a baby deer. I'd be worried if there was a gazelle running through.
Can I just ask you about it? Was there anything that we've bought you that you opened it up on Christmas Day and thought, what the actual...
Yeah, probably an orange.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but that's tradition.
No, a tradition.
No, that is tradition.
What have I opened before? No, there's definitely been Christmases where I've opened it up and I've been like... Because you're probably like not really expecting it.
I think what you did at some points when we were kids is tie in things that we needed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That we needed as Christmas presents to make it feel better, but it hurt. Like, you'd be like, I'd be like, oh, like a pair of chinos. Like
matching ones with George.
Yeah. Like mum would be like, I've got this crocheted vest that's matching with George and it'd be from Matalan. She'd get George 5 to 6 and me 10 to 11.
Do you know what the most random thing is? I'm pretty sure this was for Christmas. You got me that bike. Do you remember?
Not bike.
With a seat on the back and the handlebars. And
no. That was Dad's bike.
No, that wasn't.
What?
Do you remember?
But you got us go-karts and you wrapped them up.
That was sick. That was a sick year.
And your little Daisy.
No, you're not remembering the bike, the black and gold thing that you spent like
$400 or $500.
Chopper? Basically, I had an obsession with this bike. I don't know where I must have seen
it. That's from my...
But yeah, 70. So I was like, I really want it. So mum and dad were like, okay, so for Christmas, they got me this bike and it was unreal. It was like black and gold, big thingy, but...
You couldn't ride it.
I couldn't ride it because it had like no suspension. So I'd go down a curb and it'd be like, right. And also obviously I found it on the website. It was like £500 and they bought it for me. Yeah. But I must've rode it 3 times.
Yeah.
And then they had to get rid of it. But it was pretty sick because I came down and there it was. You know, like in Christmas films where you see like a shiny bike.
I used to get secondhand presents for Christmas.
No, it was really cool. When you come downstairs, there was like a shiny bike there.
Well, I don't know what...
It was quite
whether this is an ADHD thing.
That was a good gift.
I used to like fixate on things when I was younger, like every month that I'd be into. You know what I mean? Like our barber does it, doesn't he? Just like comes with an idea, loves it, does it for a month. And he's like, nah. And like one year I wanted to get into skateboarding. Do you remember?
Oh,
and like, I didn't just want a skateboard. I wanted a bag.
We've still got that bag.
Got that bag.
Yeah, I wanted the board. I wanted the wheels. I literally fell off once, never went back.
He went down the park, he's gone about half hour, he came back with my mum up, don't like skateboarding anymore.
And
he
had they must have spent a lot of money.
You also spent a lot of money for me on scooters.
Oh, you love the scooter.
Yeah.
Them go-karts were good though, weren't they? Yeah. Them go-karts were good.
We've still got them.
I know.
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah. In the garage.
Oh, we should do
our garage is so weird. There's like, when we moved in.
No, we didn't have a garage in our old house.
Hold on, let me finish. When we moved in, there was these, basically the kids that were there before, they'd outlined them on the wall, like as them growing up.
It's quite scary, actually.
And they're still in the garage. No one's painted over it. We've just got these random fucking kids on the wall, painted on the wall.
Joe, let's be honest. Most of your shit is in the garage. We can't reach the wall anymore because it's all full of your crap.
And my Katie Price tits.
And your sumo wrestler costume. All your costumes are up there. And he went the other day, don't get rid of him because that's a waste. So I'll give him to a charity.
I'm a hoarder.
Oh, also, really off topic. Are we going to have matching PJs again this Christmas?
We must.
Same ones last year.
No free promo. No, thank you.
Oh, God, sorry.
Are we keeping you up?
Sorry, I'm talking about pajamas.
Half six.
Right, why don't we go on to, because obviously it's getting towards the end of the year. Why don't we go on to
New Year's resolutions?
I was going to say trends that have happened this year.
Okay.
And then we can do New Year's resolutions if you want.
Okay. What trends have trends?
Apparently ballet flats. I've actually seen this on like...
Oh, they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but girls are wearing... You know, like at school, girls used to wear the pumps with like the little toe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the flat tie.
Yeah, apparently they're back. Like
but,
fashionable.
But they're wearing them as normal shoes and now they're made like heeled ones.
Abolish them.
Do you know what I mean? So like they're ballet flats, but heeled.
Yeah, but I'm not being funny. They're not great. You shouldn't wear flats for
your posture. What, is there any trends that you want to take into next year?
Another big one, by the way, is cargos. Obviously, cargos are back.
Yeah, do you know what?
I think mine would benefit from a pair of cargos.
Do you know what? In the 90s, didn't I, Terry? I never ever wore anything skinny. It was all cargos, baggy sweatshirts.
Do you know what? Cowboy boots are back, Dad. You love cowboy boots.
Arseholes.
What?
No, that's the shop.
Oh, no, it's arseholes.
Where is it? Chelsea?
Yeah.
Arseholes.
I think they're on Instagram. Philip used to go to the King's Road and get his boots from them. When I first met him, he was a double denim king with cowboy boots. I should have run a mile.
Do you know what's back as well? Big flared, well, not even flared, just like big boot straight cut.
Dad,
like,
did you ever wear flares?
I've got some.
Yeah, denim jeans. And
you wore flares?
Yeah.
Mum, did you wear matching flares with Dad?
No,
because he's quite a bit older than me.
2 years.
Five.
Not 2 years.
Six.
Same thing. Yeah, no, big like straight cut jeans are back in fashion, which I like love to wear. And also,
I've got straight cut jeans and I've got
Adidas Gazelles. Mum?
Yes, like now I love
Adidas Gazelles are back.
I didn't think Adidas Gazelles
ever
went out.
Yeah, no.
It's a gazelle.
It's a gazelle.
No, they're back
in
fashion.
You guys should get a match. Mum should get pink gazelles, you should get blue.
Yeah.
I want to go and get some combats. I mean, I'm not being funny.
What, like cargos?
What did I get? Combat trousers. That's what we used to call them. But like with baggy sweatshirts. And that's
you'd
me
look great
now.
Yeah. What do you guys want to see in 2024 come back if you could? I feel like a lot's come back. Like things like leather jackets, all that. They're all back in
fashion.
What
do I want
Varsity
to come back
jackets,
platforms are coming back as well. Platform boots.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do now, isn't it?
Shelley's used to
shop. Do you remember girls used to have years and years ago, the like, trainers, the high top trainers that had a heel.
Me. Remember the trainers I had? Like, they were like that. The Spice Girls.
I kind of want them to come back.
Like the Spice Girls. What I always had really.
Don't know whether like 70s has come back a lot this year. So I don't know whether it will go back.
I think a lot of the
like,
90s stuff has.
I think
come
back 90s
as well.
Will come back a lot.
Because there's a little people are wearing thinner glasses and that now.
Yeah.
But the 90s stuff is 30 years old now, isn't it?
Shut up.
That's the thing.
Shut up.
Yeah, the 80s are like 40 years old.
40, oh my God.
That's crazy.
What's New Year's resolutions for everyone?
I'm not making any because I won't stick to them. There's no point. I'd like to do a little bit more exercise, but it's just having find the time and the energy to do that. So I'm not going to go,
sorry. What is a resolution?
It's like when you change.
Something that you want to change.
Don't know. What do you think I should change?
I was going to say something really rude then, but I'm not going to.
Oh, go on, Mum.
Nope.
You never stopped you before?
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Stop getting tattoos or something. What were you going to say?
That was rude. Go on, say it.
No!
We're in a safe space. We've only got cameras
safe
here.
Safe space? Nothing.
We'll be having
is it about? Is it about him? She wants you to stop having as much sex.
No, I want you to be careful. If you can't be good, be careful. That's my next stat. If you can't be good, be careful.
Oh, God, yeah.
Leave me alone.
Oh.
What's your resolution?
You're not very well today.
No, I'm feeling a bit under the weather.
Oh.
Are you?
Yeah. What, Joe?
Too much
what?
Sex.
Nothing. I was just going to ask
you're
what
you're... summing up.
I'm not saying what's your resolutions.
So defensive, George.
Anyway, what's yours, Joe? I don't really know mine.
What's my resolution?
Because every year I say
probably to be like to have a bit more like balance.
Yeah,
I think I work. I know, and I said
no. You're very.
I think I love to work. Yeah, you know, some people. What is it? Work to live or live to work? Is that right?
Yeah.
Some people. Work, so I'm like a live to work person. I just fucking.
But you do need to stop taking on so much, and then you know everything. You get so stressed.
I know.
All the time.
I just love it though. But yeah.
Well, you don't because you end up sitting there moaning about it.
I know, but I do so secretly. I secretly love it as well. What about you, Dad? What's your resolution?
Get healthier.
What does that entail?
I'm on a new bike.
A bike?
Well,
okay.
You buy a bike for your birthday? Oh, yeah, let's talk about Dad.
No, I don't want a freewheeler.
To be honest, Mum, we are spending a lot of money on renting that house for everyone to get
I'll get
together.
Him something little, but 360 if, yeah.
We are getting everyone together.
We've spent a lot of money.
I'll get Dad something nice too. Yeah. But
I feel like the memories that we'll make at that house will be good as well. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you'll probably be asleep most of it.
Guys, I need someone's opinion here. Mum wants our dinner party on New Year's Eve to be at 5 p.m,
no,
which I think is
no,
very
it is,
early.
No, it is because I want to make sure that we are eating.
It's that's meal, not a dinner party, that's a brunch.
No, we're not having a dinner.
No, you'll be eating for a couple of hours.
Listen, nowhere where we're going is going to be open for us to have anything to eat. That's why we've got the fella round. We need to eat
The fella round, she means we've got a chef coming in.
We've got a chef.
The fella round.
Do you remember when Gemma Collins came on for our Christmas special last year? And she sat there and she was like talking about how hard times it was and how humble she was and blah, blah. And then went, so yeah, we've got a chef coming in on Christmas Day. I was like...
No, but the only reason why I'm doing that is not because we're ostentatious or we're showing off. It's just that where the house
We're treating this experience to really celebrate Dad's 60th birthday.
That lady that we spoke to, we hired the house from, went to her man and said, well, you are in the middle of nowhere.
I'm so excited to see what this house is going to be like and the content.
You better tell you what, better not be spooky. You got wellies?
No.
You need to buy some wellies.
So how does that make sense? It better not be spooky.
In case you need to run off into the woods.
Because
to visit the
there's not
going to
be any lights around there. It's going to be pitch black dark.
Okay, how do you know?
I've seen all the pictures.
I've had premonitions.
That is hilarious.
We'd just like to touch on quickly the decorations because we've made a lot of effort here.
I did. I bought some tinsel.
Yep.
And I got my earrings.
I'm still...
The fellas have really done good. So my side is very camp. You love a golden silver thing.
I'm still unsure where this whole... black theme.
George, yours looks quite good actually.
Matches your jumper.
Quite rugged.
Yeah, well, that's because it matches them, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just think like it makes me look like a bar humbug and I actually love Christmas. Oh, real quick one. Again, sorry, backtracking. Favourite Christmas song? Go this way.
Baby Please Come Home by Mariah Carey.
Mum.
I think All I Want for Christmas.
Boring.
No, I thought it was Last Christmas.
Mine's probably Last Christmas.
No.
Last Christmas or Step Into Christmas.
No, no,
you love Step Into Christmas.
Leona Lewis, I love that. And it's
Five More Days. Five more nights.
No, the George Michael one.
Last Christmas.
What, Last Christmas?
Yeah. No, but he also brought out that really depressing
song. I feel like Last Christmas and like All I Want for Christmas, both of them are the... like pinnacle of Christmas songs. As soon as you hear them, you feel Christmas.
I wish we could go skiing.
No, you don't. Because we'll all end up in hospital.
Sorry, you and that pre-ski party.
No.
We'd literally have to like put you in a bag and carry you down the ice.
I got voted.
Drag you along on a
spare in the cave.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But why would you want to go somewhere cold? I suppose it like you, if you have like a million holidays a year, that's fair enough. But me and
That was shade.
Me and Dad need a holiday in the sun.
How many holidays you had this year?
I don't know.
Too many to count.
None abroad.
What did we do at the start of the year?
What did we do last year?
George, we're not. None. I didn't actually mean to count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's only like two more than you.
We went on a ski trip last year.
You're literally going away and I'm going away.
I've got a work trip.
Okay, but that's still going away. My Dubai last time was work-ish.
No.
Half work.
Bollocks.
Half work.
Bollocks.
What do I want to say to you? I'm gutted that we're not doing a ski trip this year. It was really fun.
I know, it was fun last year. But
why don't we next year hire out a cabin in Scotland?
You can pay for it. Yeah.
I'd love to do that in Edinburgh. I saw a thing.
Oh, you've got to go further up than that.
What's further than Edinburgh?
Aberdeen.
What, like the James Bond?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do that. Imagine mum.
We hire
there's no
car.
Tesco Express. There's no one. There's none of my blush up here. You'd be a nightmare. I need my She-Way on the drive.
Why don't we, how sick does this sound, right? Hear me out. Why don't we hire a house it's all snowy, we'll then rent a G-Wagon for a week and then we can go like off-roading in the G-Wagon, go and for walks.
And die.
It's not that easy to drive up there.
Nah. Whatever. You got to have snow, so you got to have snow tracks.
Dad,
and all that.
Dad's got a G-Wagon.
I think we're chewing, biting off more than we can chew because you,
let's
can't,
just see how this
you can't eat after six and Dad can't see straight.
Right, let's see how this New Year's holiday goes, because it's the first staycation as a family in years.
We've got secret brothers coming.
Yeah.
Secret sons coming.
The girlfriends and boyfriends.
Girlfriends and boyfriends. Best mate Charlie.
Best mates. Mum and dad. Oi. The dog.
It's gonna be a lot.
It will be.
It's gonna feel like Big Brother and locked in.
Yeah.
But you need to respect my privacy. If I want to go off and have a little nana nap for 20 minutes, I'm going to do
Should
it.
We have a diary room in there.
Good idea.
Well, I think it's time to wrap up like a Christmas blanket or George's penis. Mm-hmm. And
that's disgusting.
That is grim.
You haven't said very much, Terry.
Yeah, because
you didn't get a word in.
Yeah, but to be honest, can I be real here? Yeah. I've tried to ask this man fucking 10 questions.
And it's
every single time that this poor man has even tried, you're like, nah, you're still you as well, George. So look, Dad, we'll do a Dad... Uncovered special.
I've got earmuffs.
Yeah. Christmas. Yeah, Dad, why don't you tell us, everyone, silence for at least a minute. Dad, what would you like for Christmas?
2 minute silence, which we tried just then and we got 10 seconds.
What you want, you can't say on this pod.
Right, and on that disgusting note, Merry Christmas, everyone.
And on that note, Happy
Merry
year.
Anal beads. Joe, no. Right,
I'll see you down the cemetery.
Thank you guys for watching. Merry Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas,
family.
Everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys lots.
Thank you for watching this year.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, rate us 5 stars. Merry Christmas to every single one
Merry
of you.
Merry Christmas.
And appreciate the support.
Thank you so much. We love you all. Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
See you 2024.
Bye.